WHCL, Clinton, New York.
Hey, stop that dancing up there. I was standing on the corner in the middle of the block. I saw a lady standing there sitting on a rock. She began to talk. I ran as fast as I could walk. I heard her shout, hey, stop that dancing up there. Strolling through the park in the middle of the night. The park was very dark, cause the sun was shining bright. I spied a lock. The lock began to bark. I heard it shout, hey, stop that dancing up there. Now some folks think that I'm insane and just as goofy as can be. But they're wrong, cause I know I'm all right now. Everybody's crazy but me in the morning. Living in a cellar on the seventh floor. I can't go to sleep till I hear myself snore. The people downstairs think I'm an awful square when I shout, hey, stop that dancing up there. Oh, cut it out now.
And that was somebody that is a friend on Facebook, Wayne Powers and his hoi polloi. And I gotta say, that's a lively bit of work there. That was a Harry the Hipster Gibson tune, originally from the mid-40s, but I like the way that guy does it. It's stop that dancing up there and stop calling and just write, you know, if you got to write, write. But stop that dancing up there, would you? Please. And that CD is also linked on my Radiola blog. So if you're interested, it's lively stuff. Good jazz. It's a little more modern than what you usually hear on this show, but I think he does a great job and it's we're checking out. This is Radiola, and I'm a little less modern than most people in the Western Hemisphere. And Andy Sr., and I'll have to own that too. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, which I just became a law unto myself. So this is the lighter side of anarchy now. And here's Albert Harris and Bert Thomas, 1934. I guess this was a test pressing. I don't know if it was ever issued. But this is called Cat Calls. Two guitars. Yeah, that's the Dixie Stompers, Fletcher Henderson there with Found a New Baby. Yes. And that was 1926. And, yeah, that's great stuff. Before that, kind of a mini theme. Before it was before the Dixie Stompers, we had Isham Jones' orchestra with The Cat, 1927, which, yeah, sort of, I guess there could be a little Friday the 13th thing in there, because this is indeed when this is being broadcast. But before that, we had Elbert Harris Bert Thomas cat calls. Well, I like cat calls better than phone calls, I'll tell you that. And that was from 1934. and that's dedicated to my cat. That's the real dedication. I don't care about Friday the 13th. Although, as we go on, maybe I will. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm not walking under any ladders simply because I won't fit. And this is Radiola. Your station is. It's one of those, you know, those little radio stations that they have. WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and you know, you probably can't even pick this thing up with a, you know, military grade receiver. So I don't even know why I'm advertising the station. It's very difficult to get once you get outside, about the bound off the college campus. And so we're going to continue now. Speaking of Friday the 13th and bad luck and people who have no sense of decency. And I think I have a slight sense of decency. Sometimes I leave it home, but usually I have one. Here's Benny Goodman, the Bill Dodge All-Star recordings, which were transcriptions from 1934. And you'll hear the voice of the incredible Red McKenzie on this. I got a right to sing the blues, and, you know, I do. Yes, I do. I'm not gonna produce papers, but I'd say that I do.
your kisses, just pass them around. You find my reason is logically sound. Who's gonna know that you pass them around 100 years from today? Why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're nearer heaven on Mother Earth's green. If you had millions, what would they all mean 100 years from today? So just laugh and sing, make love the thing, be happy while you may. There's only one beneath the sun that's bound to make you feel that way. This sun is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today.
So good. That's Benny Carter and his English orchestra in 1936, recording with the expatriate vocalist Elizabeth Welch. And she lived a long time, but Boy, what a great record that is. I've heard that for years. I love that. Before that, Lee Wiley, 100 Years from Today, 1934. Another amazing vocalist, and, you know, just when she's starting, what a sound. And by the way, if you, I don't know how to direct you thither. You know, I got to say thither once in a while just to check to see if I still have front teeth. But I just saw an amazing video with Molly Ryan singing that. She sang that earlier in Los Angeles with Dan Levinson's Swing Wing. And very, very, she's amazing. Just got to say that. Just have to say that. Before that, we had Benny Goodman's pickup group there with various people. I Got a Right to Sing the Blues, 1934, Red McKenzie. So, you know, three stellar vocalists. How can you go wrong? Indeed, you can, but not tonight. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I'm happy to say I'm talking to you through the microphone and not through the telephone. WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And check out my Radiola blog if you want playlists, or if indeed you would like to check out any of the myriad of programs that are available that play great music, such as I play. And there are two or three as you're going down the line there with my links section. So you'll just find some wonderful stuff. And I'll say there's there's Forward Into the Past, the big broadcast, a lot of wonderful shows. You have the West End Jazz Band, you have Dan Levinson's site, you have so many different people who are keeping this music alive, both by playing it on the air and through performance. And you just have to keep the music playing, that's all. Because if you don't, no one else will. We're going to continue now. We're going to go back into really noisy territory here, 1928, Pathy and Cameo Jazz, the Alabama Red Peppers with Riverboat Shuffle. Thank you. that was highly culturally enlightening. That was Somebody Stole My Gal by the Alabama Jug Band, which is actually a Clarence Williams group, 1934. Oh, yeah. You know, you got to just play. You know, if you're feeling miserable and you just people are being vicious and vindictive and throwing tacks in front of your particular hobby horse, then you just got to play Jug Band. That was, yes, I don't know who was on Jug, but he was good. Before that, Jack Purvis, enigmatic as he might be, with a composition of his own, Be-Bo-Bo, 1930. Jack Purvis and his orchestra. Beginning with the Alabama Red Peppers, and I believe that was a Red Nichols type group, and sounded a little more Red Nichols-ish. 1928, the Riverboat Shuffle. This is Radiola, and I'm feeling a little... I'm not feeling Red Nichols-ish at all tonight. I don't know what I'm feeling. perhaps if I told you, I'd be taken off the air. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And lovely night here. And I've managed not to walk under any black cats or step on any ladders or anything else. I mean, it's like how I've been. So... we're going to continue now. Here's Benny Carter and his orchestra at instrumental 1936, that great British man that he had. If only I could read your mind, then I'd know, then you wouldn't have to call. Thank you. Oh, yeah, the Big Centennial All-Stars there in 2003, which was the Big Centennial, by the way, with Lonely Melody. Originally, I think it was a Bill Chalice chart, but, oh, my goodness, they did a nice job there. And you can buy that CD, and you go to Dan Levinson's, there's a link on the Radiola blog. I think I told you how to get there already, unless you're computer unfriendly, in which case you're out of luck. You just have to listen to the next time I play it on the show. But if you are computer friendly, you can find that link on my Radiola blog, Radiola into Google and all that. But you just have to click on that, and you'll go right to Dan's order blank. And you should buy all his other stuff, too. Particularly the last few he's come out with all of them are great. But I commend your attention, the Molly Ryan CD. And I also commend your attention, the Ghost of the Saxophone, the Swing Wing, the Canary Cottage Orchestra, the Roof Garden Jazz Band. Well, you know, if you've got, you know, you got a little extra cash, you can spend it much, much less wisely than that. And before that, we had Boots and His Buddies, Anytime, 1935. Anytime, any day, anywhere, actually. And began with Benny Carter and his orchestra, If Only I Could Read Your Mind. I'd know what card you were thinking of. And that was from 1936. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and next week I have a special program in planning for you. This program was basically compiled from recent acquisitions of CDs and things that I've been meaning to play. But next week we're having a special guest in the studio, Mr. Walter Mitchell of Oriskany, and he will be bringing along some of his most interesting and amazing recordings. And we'll be talking about them. So there'll be a certain amount of talk, but that's part of it. This isn't just me. This isn't just music. It's, you know, it's the appreciation. It's musical appreciation. And I'm the bad boy of vintage music, Andy Senior. maybe the Dirty Harry of vintage music, as it turns out. So if you feel like making my day, give me send me an email. That would really make my day, and I would much appreciate it. This is WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And we're going to continue now with Albert Harris and Ivor Marantz. That's how I guess it's pronounced, Mairantz. Dedication to Eddie Lang. And this is from 1935. And this also is in thinking about Mr. Ray Mitchell of the UK, who sent me a very nice package of galley proofs from the illustrations in his discography. And I just have to say, very, very appreciative of that. I thank him so much. So here's Dedication to Eddie Lang. And, of course, Ray Mitchell wrote the Eddie Lang discography. That's why. Here we go. Oh, there they are again, Dick Hyman and Shelley Berg. Valentine's Stomp, recorded in last year, May of 2008. What a, and Dick Hyman, boy, he moves that piano. I don't think he's a piano mover, but he just sure plays that thing like crazy. And two pianos, two great pianists, two Fats Wallers, it sounded like. It was just amazing. But I thought that was worth playing. And I have a link to, if you want to buy that one, there's a link on my Radiola blog. So, you know, go for it. It won't bite you. You know, that's true. You know, the internet won't bite you. It's not like connected to Chinese, you know, it's not gambling sites or anything. So, you know, do what you got to do. Before that, Albert Harris and Ivor Marantz. That's how I'm going to pronounce it from now on, unless it's Marantz. But that was a dedication to Eddie Lang, 1935, and that goes out as a dedication to Eddie Lang, also as a dedication to Mr. Raymond Mitchell for kindly sending me that wonderful group of galleys from his Eddie Lang discography. And he's got a couple of those hanging out too, if you want them. You know, just get in touch with me and I'll pass the word along. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and yeah, I guess we're gonna end on time tonight. That's not too bad. And that's always a positive. Tomorrow night, as I say, next week, we're going to have Walter Mitchell from Oriskany with a special program. Next tomorrow, tune in to hear my friend Mark Fuller doing Retro Radio. Great program. As I say, this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm about to step on a black cat. So you know, watch it. If you hear, don't call the SPCA on me. But here's our ending. I'll get by. Yes, indeed, I will.
Get by as long as I have you, though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain, I'll laugh it through. Poverty may come to me, that's true, but what care I, say I'll get by, as long as I have you. Come to me, that's true, but what care I, say I'll get by, as long as I have you.
WHCL FM, Clinton, New York.